Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon nerd mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes when you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. Man, we are in day five of our five lives with the patio. We just made that up now because we were on day five. But we got a great show for y'all tonight. It is Thanksgiving Eve, and it looks like the YouTube airwaves are full of bourbon tube. We had a hell of a bourbon time last night. Woo, if you missed out on that, go back and watch. We'll kind of fill you in on what we did there.
I don't remember what we did
there. All right, Dave, so you're on the one with the little phone, Dave Vogelsang. There's another stream which is horizontal. So if you get off the one with the phone, go look at the other stream. It'll take you to the traditional stream.
Full size
stream. And the reason I can tell that you have a little phone by your name. So there's two streams out there.
What's by my name?
Nothing yet. We got a great show for y'all tonight. Look, the holidays today, it's actually cake day and anti-obesity day. That kind of is ironic, I would say. That sounds like an advertisement for a GLP-1. Blackout Wednesday and Drinksgiving is also today, as Gary pointed out.
Yes.
Luckily, no one blacked out last night. Then tomorrow's Thanksgiving. But tonight, we're going to talk about conspiracy theories, one which includes our Razorbacks and Moscow. Whoa. We used to have an X-Files song. I don't think it's there anymore.
We get good, we'd be the Red Scare.
Father Fortberry, how are you?
I am doing excellent. You know what? I didn't have a blackout, but when I got home, I had a brownout.
Oh.
Yes. It barely made it.
You're not talking about electricity, are you?
No, we didn't have electricity. It was like fine.
It's probably quite electric.
Last night, for those that joined us, for those that were there, great night. Those that got to watch us, it's still a good night for y'all too. Y'all didn't get to taste it with us. But it's a good night. Was had by all.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Yeah, we had a great time. Everybody had a bed. I'd end up under the boat asleep at some point during the night. I didn't. I made it home. We all had fun.
You had the furthest to go. Not quite. Gary, he missed out last night.
I did. I was not feeling very well yesterday. But happy Drinksgiving, everybody. Happy Drinksgiving.
What is in your little blend?
Well, right now it's some Old Dom. I had some turkey in there, and I didn't finish that off. So now it's some Old Dom single barrel straight wheat whiskey.
Straight wheat?
Aged 7 years.
Wheat. Then we got the bourbon nerd.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving.
Calm down.
Thank y'all for watching.
Big green thing in your camera?
It's a straw. Oh, it's my cup.
Man, it was.
He's getting ready to go to the WNBA game.
I was like, what?
My bad.
Tom Black was getting excited. He thought he thought he was at Atlanta Dream game. He did.
Atlanta Dream. He was fixing to use his wrench to kick me out.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it earlier.
I didn't either.
And then I was like, whoa, who in the world did that? What is it? There we go. Hey.
What isn't it? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Hope everybody's feeling good today after last night. If you missed out last night, Wes gets to be center of attention for the small stream. The small stream, you can't see it, but it's over there. But last night, if you missed out, we had one heck of a night of bourbon. One of the best bourbon nights we've had.
Excellent bottles.
It culminated with George T. Stagg and
William Hamlin Hill 17.
19. We had some Beacon. Which was up there.
Yeah, you missed a really
Buckner's 13 and 15.
Buckner's
13.
We had some Barrel King.
That
River Root's good. That was my favorite. The Platinum Top Dentley.
Was my favorite.
I think you like Dentley.
I do either. Leapers, which was really good too.
Leapers four double oak.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't think we drank that on the air. I think that was after. But anyway, it's a great time. I know a lot of you joined us, hung out for the whole show. We're pretty close to it, but man, what a great evening! People went to work today. Everybody made it home safely.
One of my favorite parts about the show last night was I got to sit and chit chat and not.
Yeah, and we also learned we didn't try to put everybody up on stage. We had three to four people. We had even conversations. It normally gets way too loud. Hopefully, everybody thought it was not too loud. I think it was the best way we could have presented it last night.
Oh yeah,
yes,
I think so too. Only thing, you know, moving forward is we can do a few things with cameras and
Just so we could. Yeah, I tried to do that before.
No, but
I
couldn't get it planned. Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't get it working. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today is the Thanksgiving Eve cake and obesity day, anti-obesity day. What's your favorite cake? Do you have a favorite cake?
Okay, are we
all of them?
Are we counting cheesecake as cake or pie?
Oh, hold on, let's do a poll.
It's got to be a pie.
I'm saying it's a pie.
It's in a pie crust. There you go.
I got to clarify that before I can.
No, it's not. No. You're talking about Jell-O cheesecake. It could be classifications too. A true cheesecake looks a lot more like a cake than a pie.
Yeah, but you slice it like a pie.
You slice a cake like a pie, round cake.
You slice them all like, it's a round like a pizza. Cake. They're all triangles.
But don't they all in a aren't they all in a crust like that?
Unless you get a square, unless you get a pan, like a sheet pan.
The only ones in a crust like that are Jell-O, which are my favorite probably.
Well,
the cheap ones, that's the ones I have.
Them the ones I like.
I don't know about our first Thanksgiving together, me and Charlie.
Probably. Go ahead.
Not sure I have. So she wanted to make something.
I'm going to tell you about it again.
God bless this cake cook. She's learning still.
She's learning.
So we going to take cheesecake. First time she's been in my mom's house for Thanksgiving. She's going to be no-bake Jell-O cheesecake. So I helped her get the crust out, and you had to pat the crust down.
Do they come with a crust? I can't remember.
Well, some do, some don't. This is when you had to make the crust.
Okay.
Put a little butter in the pan, mix it with the graham cracker, you pat it down. So I helped with that. I went to get the shower. She was mixing the ingredients. I come back. She has a spoon. Dip it in the bowl and dropping it in the pie crust. I said, "The hell are you doing?" She's smart ass and she could do it. She said, "It says spoon in."
How was it?
It was delicious. It's just
you can't really mess up Jell-O cheese.
No, it takes a lot longer when you take a spoon and dip it in.
But is there a cake that you sit like, man, I love that? Like German chocolate, I could leave it. I'm
strawberry.
Not
strawberry cake with strawberry icing.
I'm like,
or cream cheese.
Ginger makes a heck of a pumpkin cake. I don't know if y'all had
that. Strawberry cake is just so hard.
Sweet. So you know, as the older,
moist
carrot cake is up there.
I love carrot cake.
It's not.
You know what? I think my favorite cake.
That's probably the best vegetable cake.
I don't know what you would, if it actually has a class. Well, it does have classification. The orange cake mom used to make.
Oh, geez, yeah.
It was in a butt pan.
Oh, I love
orange. Ginger makes that.
It was a butt pan, and she would take orange juice and drizzle it.
Ginger makes that.
So when you cut it, it's just dripping with orange flavor.
My wife makes that.
It is so good.
If we'd known that y'all missed it, we'd made it for tomorrow. But too late. We got bread pudding.
Oh, I love bread pudding. That's
cherry pie, pecan pie. Pecan
pie.
Can bread pudding be considered
something
pudding?
Something else. Yeah, oh, pretty... and rum cake with buffalo traces.
I love rum cake. I'm going to make Kool-Aid pie.
Bourbon cake.
I'll tell you this. One thing I will say is Grandma had me where I thought I hated bread pudding. Like, I couldn't put it up to us.
Why?
There's nothing what she served.
Yeah, it was not bread pudding.
We've mentioned before she could not cook.
Because it was like an individual slice of bread with just
with milk.
With milk and
syrup.
That's
basic ingredients.
When I tell you it was just the bread, but not in order. Pan, like, there was like, she'd be like six pieces of bread in the pan.
Uncooked.
And, yeah, it'd be cooked. It'd be. But if you didn't want cooked, you wanted it at all. Like, it was horrible. And
That's like somebody serving you five breads of corn and say it's cornbread.
Yeah.
I mean, the gist of it's there.
It is. It's there.
So you got to wonder where she got that from.
I don't know.
You know what? Is that Doug's wife?
No. She cooked. Yeah, she cooked. Okay. Now, this is the one that was a school teacher. A home ec teacher at that.
Okay.
Yeah, she's probably one of the
She taught with a bunch of kids how to cook.
Yeah.
All right, kids.
Bread pudding.
They brought in a loaf of Wonder Bread. She said, "Today we cook bread pudding." My grandson, Wes, loves bread
pudding. But she, I'm not going to say grew up. She was a adult in the time when everybody was doing all this off the wall shit, like the Jell-Os with hot dogs in them, and
when they
had, like in the 50s and 60s,
they called those Jello salads, maybe.
Yeah, Jello.
The Jello molds. It was definitely a Jello mold. You yeah. put all kind of weird stuff.
It's like
stuff
a fruit
on.
Cake.
Yeah. You hadn't seen those, Gary? I'm gonna look.
Hot dogs in them.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
I feel like hot dog fruit cake. Hot dog fruit
cake. Big Mayo was trying to sell mayonnaise, and they'd have all these recipes in the back of jars, and it was for the busy people that would, you know,
aspic. Yeah, it's the Jello molds. It is tuna fish Jello salad.
Oh no.
Perfection salad is lemon Jello with shredded cabbage, carrots, vinegar, and sometimes onions. A seafood mousse is canned salmon, mayonnaise, lemon, lime. Jello delight. Mixed together. No one. Let's see if I can find images of the. Oh, here they are.
That's what I'm bringing them all.
No. Oh, God.
No.
Oh, look at this. Spaghetti-O Jello. I
try bringing them with all.
It. I would not.
This Vianney's in the middle.
I want to try the one.
With now, what the shrimp? Because citrus
that might be okay.
Is that Vianney sausages one? Is that Vianney sausage one?
Yeah.
And that just comes out of the can, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. When you put olives in Jello,
you put them in the freezer and then dump them out.
No, look. So, well, yeah, I can picture Bill Cosby saying, you know, people, I need drug people with these. I ain't put
it. Some people actually have eaten this
stuff. I need chocolate flavors to drug people.
Hey, there's a sushi one. That looks not bad.
No, that, yes, it does.
This one?
No, there, you go lower. Right there. It looks like sushi.
I don't think that's sushi.
It's that heck? Looks like sushi.
It does not. It's no, like chicken or something.
It looks like chicken banana nut bread.
Yeah, it looks like chicken noodle soup. Like,
okay, now that's got to be like peaches, know. Right? That looks edible.
Well, I've got lettuce with it.
What do you make? You got to. Here we go. What is this one?
Oh,
that doesn't look bad.
Under
either.
The sea salad, it's lemon lime, pear halves, lemon juice, cream cheese. And a teaspoon of ginger.
I bet you that.
Right, that one's edible.
That one's edible.
Let's see what else we got here.
Oh, gee, here we go.
Well, that looks like.
Is that tomatoes and bell peppers?
What cucumbers?
Why does Jello have an erection? Why is it standing up?
Grandma said, hold up, Pam, I got to wreck their Jello.
Let's see here.
Jello.
Oh, what is this one?
Yeah, that's it.
That looks like sushi.
Oh, what's the name?
No, that's canned chicken.
Yes, that looks like
you know what that is.
Chicken noodle soup.
Hawkhead South.
That looks like Hawkhead South. Hawkhead South is probably it's Jello, isn't it?
No,
okay,
so.
No.
Okay.
Y'all know what Hawkhead South is?
We're going way off track.
Yeah.
But speaking of Jello, has anybody ever ate a pickled pig's foot?
No.
I got drunk when I tried it.
It's gelatinous, isn't it, Jamie?
It is like pork flavored Jello with bones in it.
Oh,
hey, look. All right. Here's an image of Hawkhead South. Let me show that to you. Because Marty's right. That last one looked a lot like Hawkhead
South. It really did. I see it now. Yeah.
Head cheese, whatever.
Head cheese.
No, I'm having
that's like that from under.
Yeah.
I never had that.
You ever had a souse?
Oh. I haven't either.
I'm not.
No, typically the souse I've seen looks a lot worse than that. It almost I've looks like the organs.
Thin slices like
a with sandwich. Like fat.
Yeah.
You ever fried them?
I have not. Mm-hmm.
I've had liverwurst.
Ain't nothing left. I hadn't either.
So y'all still haven't decided what your best cake is.
Oh,
strawberry.
Strawberry cake.
Everybody says
I'll go with orange cake. I'll go with some good old fashioned coconut cake.
Coconut cake. Too.
That's the worst cake. It's like
my wife likes it, but I don't.
Mine would be coconut or strawberry or orange.
You put coconut in it. I don't want nothing to do with it.
I like coconut flavored stuff, not coconut like actual coconut.
Like coconut rum.
Like coconut rum.
Pina colada.
A pina colada.
I like coconut shrimp.
Do you like
it? Oh man, I'm a good.
I love coconut.
Okay, shrimp. Me too.
That's the only thing I like coconut, them actual good. Coconut on.
Gary likes coconut bras.
Yeah,
this is the
yeah.
Dog.
No. Now that's fine. Is that really? I guess that is coconut and coconut.
Yeah, that's what they wear when they get onto the island.
Well, look, if you're fortunate enough not to have somewhere to have dinner tomorrow, there are a few restaurants that will be open tomorrow. We'll give that out now. McDonald's and Wendy's, and McDonald's has us. The McRib is back just in time.
We have to fulfill our destiny, though.
Yeah, don't say it here because we have a surprise for y'all.
You gotta go back, watch every episode of the last 6 months, and you'll hear our surprise.
Bob Evans, Burger King, and Cracker Barrel are all open tomorrow.
I bet you Waffle House open.
I bet Cracker Barrel has a fire Thanksgiving.
I bet they don't. Because to me,
I bet they do.
Man, to me, they have gotten so
okay. I bet they turn and burn them. Thanksgiving. I'll just be honest. All the older people that don't have families to go to anymore, yeah. and they have to. I bet it's not good because they have to.
People travel
so fast.
Their southern food.
Let me tell you what
not
I
a good
had
use
today
of it.
For lunch.
No.
Okay. Oh shit!
I went to Arby's.
Ah,
it's got the meats. I got a gobbler sandwich.
Does that have the dressing on it?
Yes.
Subway has some of those. So
it was sliced turkey dressing.
Is this a secret menu?
Cranberry sauce.
How long are they gonna have
this? I'm gonna go. I don't know. It was there yesterday or today?
You said
I had for unknown reason to me. It had two onion rings on the sandwich.
Uh oh. I don't know if we got cranberry juice sauce for tomorrow. Y'all might have to bring cranberry.
I gotta go to store anyway.
Okay. We'll find out if we.
I got drinks for tomorrow.
Applebee's. Some of the restaurants will be open tomorrow. Buffalo Wild Wings. There you go.
B-dubs.
But is it that's fair these one people have to work in those places? On
well, so you can do Thanksgiving evening. You can do Thanksgiving day. I mean, it's tough.
That is true. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is it fair that police have to work?
Actually, it looks nurses like most restaurants are open tomorrow. It does. Below, these will be closed. Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Panera, Pizza Hut, Raising Cane's, Red Lobster, Shake Shack, and Subway, most locations. They also have those similar sandwiches like you're talking about with the stuff.
Most of them are southern-based restaurants, too.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Jared was from the South.
What?
Thank God he was.
Jared from Subway? I don't know where he's at now. He may be. I know he's locked up. I don't know.
He is
down south.
You don't know what unit he's in.
I don't know what unit. I mean, yeah. I'm sure he's aware what unit he is, and
he has a unit on him.
Yeah, that's what got him in trouble. His unit. Yeah, his unit gets in trouble.
Let's get into some conspiracy theories. This may not actually be a conspiracy theory anymore. University of Arkansas has ties. They've recruited their new head football coach from Moscow, Russia. Jim.
Yes. When we're back at Powerhouse, we'll be the Red Scare. I can't wait.
The Red Scare. That's funny.
So this guy is he was born in Moscow, grew up in Dublin.
Ireland?
Not Ohio.
So he's not from here.
No, he is not from here. Yeah, he's absolutely not from here. But, I mean, they say he played football in Dublin. I don't know if that means.
Is that soccer? Or is that,
I don't
is
know that, if that meant football or football.
Is that American?
Is there a Dublin Football League or whatever they would be called?
I don't know.
They have a soccer league in Dublin.
Do they have regular football?
I don't know.
But
I mean, either way, it's probably better
so,
defense.
I mean, he has a good track record. He was at I think he did some time at Ohio State. Uh-huh. He came through Tulane. He went UFC and then not UFC, UCF.
UCF,
he
yeah.
Fighting
too?
He's a cage fighter?
Nice.
This guy.
He was a kicker?
He was at Tulane, Jim.
And a fighter.
Toledo, wasn't he?
Toledo? Did he also go to Top Gun as well?
No, he was not.
No, but he fought Rocky in Rocky IV. Oh, okay. He killed Apollo Creed.
He killed Apollo Creed.
Yeah. He's well traveled.
He is.
He rides
on a horse.
I'm pretty sure that was the year he was born, the year Rocky IV came out. He's the love child of Rocky. That's what we should say. When Rocky was training in Russia to fight,
he cheated on Adrian.
Don't tell me about it. Maybe he's Rocky's love.
But
child.
Adrian's still alive now. I think she's still alive by that point. I think she's already passed.
I don't know.
Who? Adrian?
Didn't Adrian die?
He died in like the Rocky Balboa, like the ones the main five.
Okay.
After the fifth one, after he fought Tommy Guns in the street. And then the next one,
he's from Gracie Lakes, wasn't he?
I think so.
Tommy Guns.
But
Timmy Guns.
But yeah, maybe we should start that Alex Golish is the love child of Rocky when he fought in Russia in Rocky IV.
Yep.
You heard it here first. Can you make that viral like Adam?
Oh, we're gonna do it. Look, we're gonna do it. Once it's official,
I'm gonna go to you, Jamie. You say, guys, you heard it here first. It's official.
You heard it here first. It is official. What am I saying?
Alex Golish is the love
child. Alex Golish is the love child of the Russian from Rocky.
No, of Rocky. Let's start over. Let's try one more time. Yeah.
Alex Golish is the love child of Rocky when he trained in Russia. to heard it to here
fight
first.
The Russian?
To fight the Russian.
Drago?
What maybe
Drago. Ivan Drago.
The love child of Rocky and Drago.
If he dies, he dies.
Yes.
If he was.
When they're doing their practice, if he dies, he dies.
And all y'all going to be playing is Eye of the Tiger.
That should be our intro. Sure. That should be his intro.
Intro.
No.
That's like everybody's intro.
007 from Russia with Love.
There you go. Mm. All right. Yeah, but as normal Arkansas fans are the worst fans
all over the world. And hate.
You know upset. What's bad? I was going to say Dallas Cowboy fans are like that, but that's because they're the same people. Arkansas fans are typically Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, they are. You want to know the shortlist of who Arkansas fans want? This is Bobby Petrino.
They want Bobby, yep.
They want John Gruden.
Yep.
They want Saban to come out of
retirement. Nick Saban. Yeah. Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer if he was available.
Look, I wanted Norris who went to Oklahoma.
What's the old ball coach?
I haven't heard him mention them either, but they're just reaching for
Spurrier.
Spurrier. Steve Spurrier, yeah.
I don't know.
Lou Holtz.
Kiffin.
Oh, well.
Heck, they would have gone with Lee Corso, too.
Part of being a fan is understanding what your team is.
What?
Lombardi? Yeah, no, Bear Bryant.
Bear Bryant. You're going to bring back Bear Bryant.
What's a lot of bees?
Barney? I think Frank. You know,
I got a feeling he's being cloned right now by Alabama.
I'm sure.
College.
Yeah.
I think this year Arkansas should have the Madden CPU call their defense.
Hmm.
There's no way it's going to get worse.
We could bring the
Here's the thing.
High school defense.
People rag on our defense. When your offense gives up three turnovers a game, is your defense what's a good defense going to do?
Well, now our defense is pretty bad.
It is, but we're giving the offense, the other opposing offense, three extra opportunities.
I'd blitz on every play. Just do that the rest of the year.
See, and we probably lost viewers because everybody hates college football. But let's talk about something else. So Vanderbilt plays Tennessee this weekend. Tennessee probably should win, but Vanderbilt's playing really well. But the real story about Vanderbilt is Diego Pavia's mother, Antoinette Pavia, who has now since gone on dates with Theo Von. But Joey Galloway has asked ESPN to please stop showing this woman because she's on whatever Vanderbilt's playing. They always cut to her. And look, she looks attractive.
So is she single?
Yeah.
Not anymore if Theo Von's?
No, I don't think.
Because that's... That's somebody's mama, right? Is it the quarterback?
It's his mom. It's the quarterback's mom right there. Wes, are you interested?
Yeah.
Sign him up.
Well, he sees five people that picture he's interested in. Including the man of the time.
Including that guy right there.
Even the guy with
the
gold chain.
Look, that girl with the
zipping on her mouth. Right? He thinks that she's delivering that pen to him. That's his pen.
Give me my shot, baby.
But okay, there we go.
Look, I mean, hey, she's living life.
She is. Yeah, and you know what? He's not going to go pro, or if he does, he'll be something besides a quarterback. But look, today you can make an entire career out of college football. He has been given the ability to make more money than he could ever make in any other endeavor.
But imagine this. So you went to college, you played football, and that peak was you going to pro and making money.
Yeah.
Now you're making millions and then it stops instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be wise about it. You got to
manage money. Majority of them are getting paid handsomely and then overnight
getting paid.
But if you really pace yourself, you could start life out of college. First of all, no debt for a college degree and a couple million dollars in money.
But now I can speak from, because I know a few of these because they're in my. They exist in my company, but there are.
I thought you were about to say DMs, but okay.
Well, they have.
He's begging them to get.
No, they DMs. Have these college athletes that are actually, you know, maybe not a big name nationally, but big to the school. You know, they go to these jobs that they don't really have to do anything, and they're getting paid to be who they were.
Yeah, but now I'm not sure that's as prevalent as it used to be. Lane Kiffin. Breaking news right before we went on there. He's been offered $50 billion to go to play at LSU. And he was factually, he has been in negotiations with his son quarterbacking a team there in Baton Rouge.
His son's a quarterback?
$50 billion. Yeah.
I bought in Paris the other day.
Oh, high school. I was about to say.
Yeah.
He had a kid. I didn't know he had a kid.
He's got two. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about a weird family dynamic?
Oh, yeah.
Check out him, his wife, their kids, his girlfriend.
Check out his daughter.
Oh, and the LSU
boyfriend
who plays for LSU.
Your boyfriend's one of the weak boys from LSU.
Okay.
So if that's that locker room material, I'm plowing your daughter.
Yeah.
All week long, I'll be tweeting that one out.
She probably wouldn't date you anymore, Jamie.
I'd be twerking it out.
He's hard up on trying to find women.
Maybe she's special.
He's going pro.
She's nice. And got a good personality. Let's get it off. Gary's been dying to get off into the conspiracy.
Oh, theory. I love conspiracy theories.
You hear,
what's your favorite?
Hold on. Okay, We're touching on some relevant. Campbell's syrup. There's a syrup.
Syrup.
Soup.
Yeah.
Campbell's soup.
All about the CEO guy?
Yeah. So Campbell's soup has fired the executive caught in a secret recording insulting customers and claiming the company's products were filled with bioengineered meat. Now, you want to go down a rabbit hole. Look at the ingredients on a lot of these meat products, and it says bioengineered.
It was 3D printed.
Mm-hmm. Vice President, Chief Information Security Officer. Boy, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Martin Bailey was placed on administrative leave after a lawsuit against Campbell's filed last week. And the audio recording was released. In the audio, speaker was heard saying, "We have shit for effing poor people who buy our crap. I don't buy Campbell's products barely anymore. It's not healthy now that I know what the F is in it."
I mean,
now, I'm going to tell you what. If you tried to get a severance package or to get the dough, that's probably the way you talk about your company.
Man,
but he wasn't lying. Did he tell a lie? Does anybody feel like he told anything that wasn't true?
To me, Campbell's soup has always been sketch.
Do you think the chicken noodle soup, though, got real chicken in it, though?
No.
Are there any chicken?
There ain't enough chicken in there.
What they did is they first made them Jello molds, and melted Jello and put that chicken into the noodle soup.
Would not doubt.
I mean, there's already no soup, but I'm sure they're talking about the Campbell's chunky soup. I'm sure that's all about.
Look, some of the Campbell's soup's pretty good.
It is because it's bioengineered. No,
sirloin burger.
That's what he said.
The tomato soup. That's about the.
Oh, that tomato soup's bioengineered.
Yeah, but I'm sure
that they 3D print tomatoes.
3D Brent tomato. Just
now, look, this is the guy. Now, if that guy doesn't look like sleazy anyway,
yeah, he really does. I gotta be finding a used car.
Is she giving him a tug on the table?
I don't know what's going on here.
You got a hold.
There
of
it is, Gary. There's the chicken noodle
soup. That can't be bioengineered. That's real chicken. There's no way that's bioengineered.
No, it's the soup part that's engineered.
The can is bioengineered.
I bet those aren't real cans.
Nope, they're not.
Are you talking about her or the soup?
Never mind. I'm stuck.
So apparently this was a remote worker that had recorded him saying these things as he went on an hour-long rant that mocked the company's products, employees, customers. This dude was angry. Yeah. So this dude was mad.
How do you go on an hour-long rant? I get tired of ranting.
That's not what stickers should pop up as a... when you're hungry.
He also made racist comments about Campbell's Indian staff members. He said,
"What are the odds the guy recording was Indian?
The effing Indians don't know a effing thing." Okay, wow. So, like they don't, they couldn't think for their effing selves.
How's that racist though?
I think when he called out a specific group when he said said that.
If you start trying to group people by their ethnicity or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he did.
Now, the statement from Campbell's is the chicken meat in our soups comes from long trusted, approved U.S. suppliers, meets our high quality standards.
So
they're pretty right.
They specify chicken. They just specify nothing else. He didn't say the meat.
That's what I'm
saying. The chicken.
And they didn't ever admit that it came from a chicken. They just said it came from trusted sources.
Bioengineered meat could be cultured, cell-based, or lab-grown meat, but it is real animal meat produced by going animal cells in a controlled environment. Okay, that is not real meat.
No, that's Soylent Green, y'all. Soylent Green.
Now, if something sad is getting killed, it ain't meat.
Nope.
It's not meat unless it's got a face or had a face, I guess.
I mean, it was still had a face. It's technically meat.
So, would you eat meat that still looks like what it was? Like, you know how sometimes, like a pig head,
Would you eat a pig head?
I haven't eaten a pig head.
No, I want to eat a pig head. No.
I was at a wedding. They cut the jowls out of the thing while I was sitting there.
But like,
you're smiling
now. Look, one of the, and I've got a video of this.
I don't like food that's staring back at me. I'm sorry.
Not while you're eating
when
it.
Put a blanket over his face.
When I was in Taiwan, they brought out their skillet of shrimp that they cook in front of you. Well, that's just shrimp. You didn't know it was live. And all of a sudden, the shrimp starts
jumping around
as they're heating it up.
Yeah.
I'd eat that.
It ain't
that's
good.
A shrimp.
Yeah,
that's almost like a
vermin.
Yeah, a little vermin. You know, like
water cockroach.
I mean, that's. I mean, is a shrimp like
hell? Frog legs do that without the head.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Another conspiracy theory: Candace Owens.
Candace Owens. Oh.
You know, she's been on this Brigitte Macron thing about being a man.
The French thing.
Well, now she claims the Macrons have. Tried to assassinate her, or they put out a hit on her.
Let's just call them the Macaroni.
They're trying investigating.
Well, they also, yes. And they've also, she also claims that they were responsible for the hit on Charlie Kirk or had ties to it.
And now they're coming after her. And then she's been offline this week because she's scared for her life.
And she claimed Trump knows about it.
Listen, this is so off the wall, I can almost believe it.
And I really like Candace. I mean, we get along great, you know. You know, when I listen to her and she don't know anything I say.
You talk to her all the time, right? Yeah. Hey, she reminds him of his wife. She talks, he listens, he talks back, and she never
responds. She has no clue what I'm saying. She doesn't respond or acknowledge, but you know.
No comprende.
No comprende. So,
you're married to Whitney and Candace Owens.
Apparently, it's Candace as well.
But does Candace know this?
No, Candace does not know this.
Whitney know this.
Whitney knows I'm married to her. Yeah,
Gary, you may check, make sure there's not a hit the Macron put on with
the macaroons. Ain't gonna get me.
What you need to do is you need to hit her up for alimony.
I know she's got some money.
I don't know anymore. No. People got to be.
What is your favorite conspiracy theory?
Favorite one?
The favorite, or the one that's most likely true that just hasn't been confirmed?
No, most of them have become true.
Yes,
most of them have.
Now, the one I'm on right now there's two of them. One on with I3 Atlas, because it's kind of gone quiet, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another is about all these billionaires building these bunkers. And that where the pole moving, the geophysical change in magnetic poles, how that dates back to the Noah floods. Yep. And the you can't explain about all this architecture up in the Peruvian mountains. I'm telling you, I could go off on it. I've been listening to
that's a good one. I'm personally a fan of Woody Harrelson's father being linked to the Kennedy assassination.
What does that matter?
It doesn't matter.
I love the fact that he was a serial killer. What? Woody Harrelson?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's dad was a serial killer.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
in fact, he thinks his brother is the guy from Texas.
Tell you something, ask.
Dom. No, Jeffrey Dahmer.
No,
Arch Manning.
The actor.
Matthew
McConaughey.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they think they're brothers.
They think they're brothers.
All right.
There's a link between his mom.
Okay, hold on.
There's a whole.
You know how you didn't like the words we use? He wasn't a serial killer. He was a contract killer.
That's right.
He's a contract killer. Okay, yes, that's actually much sexier.
That's right.
Yes, it was a contract killer.
Well, serial killer.
Why would that not be a serial killer?
He was getting paid.
He wasn't killing to get his rocks off like them.
Okay, I heard that. Yeah, yeah, killers were based on him.
He just wanted money.
It's a business transaction.
It's a business, man.
Now, I'm sure.
Hold on. Enjoy your work.
Okay, but he probably has the traits of a serial killer. He just decided to turn them to the more lucrative opportunities.
Did you hear what I put down?
Dissociates.
I've always heard that Natural Born Killers was based on Woody's dad. That's why Woody wanted to do the movie.
He was in that movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, too.
That was.
That's a wild
movie.
I don't know that I'd call it good, but it's provocative.
Yes. But that's supposed to be based on Woody's dad.
I like the movie.
I think it's hard. It is complex. It's well done.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
You know,
I bet Marty would not like that movie.
You know, I watched a movie the other day that is a really good movie, one of my all-time favorites.
Wicked.
And
Wicked No More.
As I'm watching it now in modern times, I realize it's not a very well-done movie.
What is that?
Remember the Titans.
That was a great movie.
I've watched it recently.
That's awesome. It's a great movie.
But as the story flows, it's real choppy as they're going through camp and all this. The whole thing is just sections of a movie. It's not a straight line.
Well, yeah, because it's a lot of time.
Yeah, it's trying to cover a lot of time.
A whole school year is what
a whole school year in.
I get that, but I mean, it feels really choppy.
Let me make sure I got remember the Titans. That's the one with Denzel.
Yeah, Denzel. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they always remember the night.
They treated him poorly because he's black.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Sunshine or whatever.
That's just like, has anybody went back and watched Caddyshack?
Yeah,
horrible movie.
I don't like Caddyshack.
It's hilarious.
It's campy.
But the structure of it by 2025 standards, the flow, there's nothing there.
We talked about pop culture and got Wes upset, but movies today, I don't know that.
Has anybody watched, Wes probably has. Has anybody else watched, what's the one with John Cena, the TV show?
No.
John Cena?
Yes. I watched that.
Where's Superhero?
Where's what?
Ray
Mysterio.
His superhero.
Peacemaker or something.
Peacemaker. Yes.
It is really good.
It is wonderful.
It's funny, too.
Have you watched The Boys?
I've seen The Boys. Yeah.
You caught up on it?
I'm going to have
what else happens tomorrow? Stranger Things.
Never got into that.
I got caught up in a little catch up last night on some Tulsa King.
I haven't watched the next season.
It's good.
Gary.
That like pop culture there? That sounds like pop culture.
And this season's about bourbon, guys.
What about Landman? Who's caught up on Landman?
I'm caught up on Landman.
Since the way Peacock does theirs, I'll let it most of the season get over with and I'll binge watch it.
I watch it on Paramount.
That's what I meant, not Peacock.
I tell you, the first two episodes have been pretty good. Mm. Look, we were in conspiracy theories, got back to TV, and y'all wanted to talk conspiracy theories.
I did. I know we got.
Here's one great conspiracy that no one's like, everybody's just lost sight of all of a sudden, which I don't understand. Back, what was it, a couple years ago down in Florida at the mall, and that was January 1st, January 2nd, of the beings in the mall. You remember that?
The aliens in the mall?
There was an assembly one in Vegas. It had to be bogus.
No, I think that was real. A lot of people had it on their phones and stuff, and their stuff got taken away. Got taken by the... By the government man.
Marty, what is a conspiracy theory you think? That's your.
I ain't got no.
He knew about bourbon.
Did we land on the moon, Marty?
Ooh, no. He got a bourbon conspiracy.
I know.
I want to hear this. Hold on.
I don't have one.
Oh, he don't want to get caught up in this.
He don't get caught up in
this.
He don't want to get big bourbon.
I'm not getting in that.
What is your favorite one? You went off on this about the dab. Is there another one?
It's always going to be the moon landing.
I knew you were picking that.
It's always going to be the moon landing.
I got to tell you.
I think it's real. Moon's fake.
Why can we not go back?
It was lost in the room.
That's the problem. How do you wrap your mind around?
I could probably ask Grok right now. Grok, how do I get to the moon? Surely he would tell me.
Grok would like, go build a studio.
I think there's something's wrong with the belt. There's an issue with the belt. What do they call it? The Van Allen belt's beyond the moon.
That's beyond the moon.
Is it? Yeah. Well, that's why we can't go there. Because we can't get to the Van Allen belt.
The Van Buren belt.
Marty thought you were talking about timing belt.
The alternator belt.
Alternator belt.
So, but like, us to go 70 years in the future and lose technology.
I've
heard one of the reasons why we can't do it, and it's just one of those conspiracy things, is because of the space trash. Like, literally, and it moves so fast around the Earth that if it ever struck a shuttle.
I wouldn't buy that if they said
that. That's not true.
No, because...
We still send stuff up there. That's not true.
But the farther out there's trash.
They can detect it. They can fly around the trash. If there was that much trash, it'd be blocking the sun. I'm not buying it.
The moon's a structure for aliens.
If they came in and said that, I would be like, okay, I could grasp that. But to say, oh, we lost that technology.
Oh, we just lost it.
No.
Oh, I didn't realize this. Hold on, y'all. Benefit. Breaking news. It was a French-Israeli hit squad Candace was talking about.
Whoa.
Yeah, who'd you say?
France.
That's the same thing.
No, she brought Israel in it.
Okay, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so, yeah, I mean, if they would have said there's no financial benefit to going to the moon, I'm like, okay, that makes sense too.
Yeah. Hmm. But it seems like there's a lot of benefits.
iAtlas is going to land on the moon and fuel up.
Another thing. All the pictures you see from them walking on the moon. Look how black the sky is.
Yeah. Hey, that's because space is black.
Then what are we seeing reflections off of?
Huh?
Well, how are we seeing stars?
There's no stars in the picture.
It's a vacuum. Oh, there's no stars. Okay. I'll follow you now.
I didn't realize that's what you were saying. The sun's shining.
I mean, maybe there's a scientific reason.
The cameras wouldn't pick it up.
We didn't have the high enough resolution. Who was filming the guy when he stepped off the
the cameraman?
The cameraman. How did he get there?
Okay. What about flat Earth? Anybody into the flat Earth?
I used to be. I sort of fall off.
I'm in the triangle Earth myself. You fall off and walk out in different directions.
That's one that I can't believe anybody believes flat Earth.
What about 9/11?
I believe it.
I think there's some truth.
I consider myself anti 9/11. I'm going to Liam.
I also do not like 9/11 myself. I think it was horrible.
Wes is pro 9/11.
No, I'm not.
You heard it here first.
24 years later,
it just killed me how the buildings just fell like they're demolished. Like,
yeah,
they're demolished.
They were designed to just fall.
Nothing lines up when you start and look at the timeline. The way the building fell.
That's funny. James said he's going to say something and we hear Wes's voice.
Yeah.
You want to hear another conspiracy?
Here we go.
That's
go look at the fuel differential between how much fuel it takes to fly a jet and the size of the wings, which is where the bladders are for the fuel.
Come again.
The fuel it takes to fly a jet.
There's not enough room in the wings.
You set it up and look at the tanker size it would take to store that fuel. Then you look at the bladder size of the wings. The math don't add up.
The math don't be masking.
I see them trucks pulled out there by the airplanes, and the truck's a lot bigger than the wings. I see what you're saying. I never thought about it, though.
Yeah. That is weird.
Unless it's, I don't know.
That's interesting.
They said the conspiracy that planes fly.
That's interesting.
Not what you're thinking. They do fly.
But then it also goes back to 9/11, was if they're really only holding that much fuel, there's not a whole lot there, really. Yeah.
Because supposedly the fuel got so hot, it was like hot lava going down the beams, and that's how they crumbled.
Down the shaft.
Tucker Carlson has a big expose. I haven't seen it, but claiming a lot of the stuff about 9/11 doesn't make sense.
And then you have the George Bush painting at Epstein Island.
Then you have the fact that 2 days prior, there was over $800 million or $1 billion missing that no one could account for. Then 9/11 happens and no one remembers anything about talking about that money. A lot of those are out there.
And whatever happened to those weapons of mass destruction, where'd they go? We were chasing them around forever.
They weren't there.
It's just a play on words.
He was just getting back at him for fighting daddy.
That was it.
That's exactly what it was.
Another one. Jamie brought this to my attention. Charlie Kirk and his wife are being transvestigated. What does that even mean?
Transvestigated.
Just when you thought the whole tragic saga involving Kirk couldn't get any more mysterious, it's now being reported that the political commentator and his wife are being transvestigated, which means people think they may have been.
I think she may be a man.
Okay. Well, that's okay. How does she have babies?
You know, people are terrible.
People are going for clicks.
They're horrible. People are horrible.
Do you think Michelle Obama's a man?
Big Mike.
No, she's not.
Big Mike.
I think that's more likely than Eric.
I think so too.
I think that's more likely than a French guy or girl.
No, I think French girl's a man.
Candace Owens, there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
I don't think Michelle Obama's a man.
It's fun to talk about.
Did you guys see that today about the world's strongest woman?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. I was on the list too.
Was that a man?
Yes, it was a transsexual one, the world's strongest woman, and then
that's a man, baby.
They cried because they ripped away his
trophy.
You've got to be born a biological woman. Two.
So apparently, what took the trophy? He couldn't keep his trophy get ripped away.
That's true.
You snagged it.
Look, I'm gonna show you a picture. I think I got it.
snatched.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really that strong.
Let me show you. There she is. He, she, whatever.
I will say this. Amongst all of them, he blends in well. I would
actually,
I would,
he does.
I would say they're all men.
Okay. I would say
that one on the end. Yeah.
That one right there is comparable.
What was the name of the
now that's a woman.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, that's a woman.
What was the name of the character in South Park? It was Macho Man.
Like a dude.
That looks like a fat dude. That seemed like a strong looking dude.
Look at it. Look at his name though. Good name.
Jamie Booker.
Two M's.
Jamie.
That'll tell you something right there. That's your clue. Two M's.
Could you zoom in on that picture?
The one of the Andrea Thompson won the title because she came in second place.
What was her name?
That's got to be a man.
Oh, was it?
That's Sam Pittman on the side.
It's Heather Swanson.
It is.
That's Sam Pittman right there.
It is.
Jamie, it's
that does look like Sam Pittman. Even with a chest. So he got fired from Arkansas and went to the World's Strongest Woman competition.
That was a short shorts, too. Something about to fall out.
Now, the rest of these are, that right there, that one's probably was a man at some point.
So the one in the middle is a man.
Look, all I know is that a whole bunch, Donald Trump wouldn't know what to grab.
Oh, no, he would. I'm sure he wouldn't grab much because you see this how they all look
feminine. So does that.
Oh, yeah. This one looks
fairly feminine, and that one, and those two.
Well, if you watch the video, she walks off stage before they're done with the ceremony. She's pissed.
Which one?
The Andrea.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Why didn't she just try to whip it first? Just should have whipped it. Did y'all see the woman? There was a woman. I'm going to look up his story. I saw this today. Her Mercedes-Benz was stolen down in Florida. And someone drove around for 3 days. She finds a car, drags dude out, beats him to a pulp, and continues beating him until the police arrive.
Nice. Really?
They probably arrested her.
Probably.
No, that's Florida. They wouldn't. They'd arrest him.
Good point.
That's Florida.
New York, she'd been assaulted or arrested.
California, she would have been arrested for assault.
He didn't want to catch.
Have y'all seen about this coach that's missing?
That's on my list too.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry, I'm stealing all your stories.
No, go ahead.
He apparently went missing first. He went missing. They filed a missing persons report. This guy's missing. Then it comes out the police put a warrant out for his arrest because he's child pornography.
So. They found. He's been indicted now, 10 counts of child pornography and soliciting.
A minor.
His football team was undefeated heading to the playoffs. He disappeared Thursday as the police were knocking on his door. He was gone. So he's probably unlived himself somewhere.
I think
the other team got him.
He took care of himself. I'm sure. And they may never find him. He's probably in the wilderness out there. That's how it normally plays out. Because they don't come knocking on your door till they know they got you.
There's a case. I think it's England. Guy committed suicide on a bridge. And he shot himself and had a rock tied in the pistol, so they thought it was a murder. Yeah, pretty sharp, isn't it?
That way you get insurance money.
Yeah, it was insurance thing, so his wife could get insurance.
But it's really sad. I mean, that's this football coach who was on cloud nine.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm talking about child porn and stuff, but it took me. That's
not how you want to start
when James Franklin got fired. Penn State man said his tenure was the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to Penn State.
No way. That's terrible.
No I'm way. Like,
that is, talk about not being self-aware.
I
heard he got fired because he wasn't finding the little kid.
That's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to Penn State.
That is by far not.
As a matter of fact,
No, it's not. It's not the worst thing to happen to him in the last decade.
No, it's man, not.
Because that thing went on for years, decades.
Joe Pa was finally vindicated after he died.
Yeah, but I'm sure he didn't.
That destroyed that
killed him. You know, I mean that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he probably would live longer than Lee Corso.
His low heart couldn't take it no more.
Did you know? This probably is controversial as well. I felt like he was, he did not, I felt as if he did not know to the extent that this was going
on. Well, no, he was vindicated.
Yeah, I don't think he
and he was very, it was during the cancel culture time frame when that was big. Yep. And look, that dude working for him, yes, he should have been killed.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I would almost say that was kind of the start of the cancel culture.
Man, I don't know.
That was kind of
I would say start of cancel culture was the Duke Lacrosse boys.
Oh, yeah.
They were vindicated. But the problem is the vindication never makes the same waves.
They didn't get their senior year, but actually that entire team lost.
Like, I just learned about their vindication like a year or two ago, and they found out a long time ago. You know?
The megaphone is loud for those when accusations occur. Mm-hmm. It's not so loud when they're vindicated. It's all
about clicks. People don't care if it's true.
Same thing with John Gruden. Most people don't know he was vindicated of all that mess he got fired
for. Oh, yeah. He got in trouble, too. Yeah.
All right, boys. Jamie said we're going to go 30 minutes. We're almost an hour.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Anything else y'all want to talk about tonight? Because this will be the last live of the week. I don't know. We will not be live tomorrow night.
It's the last live.
Well, I don't know.
We need to. Are we going to do seven? Promise anything. We need to do seven. We need to set a record.
I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow night. But y'all probably could.
It's the last live.
Y'all can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you can.
You'll be the last one?
No, this is the last live I'll do.
This week?
Ever.
Ever? Really?
Big news. I'm retiring from, I'm retiring on top. I'll go out famous.
Oh.
Your brother just got so excited.
No, I really didn't.
He has a permanent chair now.
He wants your seat. He wants
a good chair. I'm just thinking about, I'd sit in a comfy chair.
That's it.
So the phone, it will be the last one of the week because I'll be in Deer Woods tomorrow night.
Headed to the woods.
Are you going hunting?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going hunting.
Look, he went from.
I was confused.
He told me 3 weeks. He said we're going Deer Woods Thanksgiving Day.
No, I'm going tonight.
Actually. Oh, tonight.
Yeah, playing my plan.
Oh, where did you go for Thanksgiving dinner?
He's coming here.
He's coming. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I remember you saying you go and buy stuff over tea. Five more people.
Yeah. We cook enough for about 20 anyway. Last year, we were planning on having like just four of us. And then the night before, my brother and all of his kids came over. But they will not be here tonight. After actually we do dinner, we're going to go over there and hang out with them.
We actually came over last Thanksgiving.
It was the one before, wasn't it? But Ginger and I had this conversation. I thought it was 2 years ago because the studio didn't look like it, did it?
Was it still a bed in here?
No, Ben had been gone for a long time.
Gone for a long time.
All right, Marty. No, hold on. I'm gonna play this out because it does weird things on the.
You no longer get to put.
No, when we're doing it over here,
Marty said he's doing another live until tomorrow.
I'm damn retiring too.
Yeah, Big Marty's got her own show.
I'm retiring for the evening, y'all.
I'm going bourbon hunting.
It's gonna be Jamie and Silent Marty.
Okay, here we go. Make sure it's playing. There we go. Never mind, Jamie.
No thanks.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me tonight. We'll see y'all when we see you again.
Gary.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bourbon Nerd.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank y'all for watching. I'm calm. Look, I'm be.
Stopping by. Hit that like button if you don't mind. We've had a heck of a run here. And if you get trapped on the like vertical view, just find another. We got another one. Life from Patio, we're out here.